They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini Boys.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Combini Boys podcast. This week, we take a look at some replies to a tweet that asks you to choose your go-to main dish, beverage, and snack from the Combini. In the winners and losers, we take aim at the question of what is a good summer item. And finally, we investigate Family Mart's new style of store, otherwise known as the Famima concept. Now let's head over to the Combini.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Not too bad, Mike. Heading to Canada on Friday for a vacation and going golfing with the old man. So, looking forward to that. How are things with you in Kuro Bay?
Things are good. I gotta say, that trip you're taking with your dad, that seems like a father and son, you know, one of the great joys that you could have. That seems like an awesome trip. Things are good here. I was telling you before we started, took the family down to Tokyo, and Leo, it was pretty much all we did is just watch trains. Leo's awesome. A huge train fan. The hotel that we had sort of looked down on Tokyo Station, so you could see all the trains. And then probably the thing that he loved the most is we, at Ueno Station, or we rode the Yamanote Sen from Tokyo to Ueno. And he just loved it. And after we got out of Ueno, we just stood at the platform and just like for like 30 minutes just watching the trains go by. It was so cool. And it was the first time in a long time that I've like thought like, damn, this is really cool. Like how many trains they've got going through here. So it was awesome.
Well, while Tokyo's doing that, the MBTA here in Boston is actually slowing down service because they don't have enough people to keep the red, blue, and orange lines safe. Oh, and federal agents are actually in Boston reviewing the management of the T because of all of the safety incidents that have recently occurred. So, yeah, my playbook is pretty simple. Just get Mr. Suzaki over here, who runs that Yamanote Sen, and he's not going to be expensive because they typically don't understand their true market value. So just pay this guy. I don't know. Anything over six figures should do it. And then hey, whatever Mr. Suzaki says goes. Everybody, you'd be horrified at what happens inside that building.
Well, I gotta say, if he does come over, something that I realized, Matt, that was so cool. Each of the train lines, they have like stickers, and so like we were standing there waving to all of the trains, and at one time, one of the conductors, as they were waiting, he came out. He said, "Here, I got something for you," and he gave Leo a sticker for the Keihin Tohoku Sen. Yeah, and like
to collect.
So I think like all of the lines have their stickers that you can collect. Hey, the people of Boston, I'm sure, would enjoy.
Yeah, come to Boston. You can collect two kinds. You got the red line old, that's either smoking on fire or running without a manned conductor station, or the brand new cars that were built by a Chinese firm that are often not running because they don't work. Right. So those are the two stickers you could pick up here in Boston on the red line.
Sounds pretty fun.
I actually wouldn't. I don't think it's safe for him to ride, actually. I actually feel unsafe riding the T right now. Anyway, this isn't a podcast about the MBTA, although there should be one because that's how bad it is.
Okay.
Anyway, we gotta get into the Combini news here, Mike.
Okay.
And we're going to kick things off with, Mike, I think most of our listeners are familiar with our Twitter account. We have a Twitter account. We've been running it for the last few years. And thanks to all the people who follow us. And recently, Mike, we had a tweet that, I'll say it went viral. Mm-hmm. And what we asked, Mike, was for people to pick out three Combini items. We had three rows. Yeah. The top row had kind of a main savory item. The middle row had a slew of beverages. And then bottom had a snack or a dessert. Mm-hmm. And I'll just read the top here. So, seven top main items. We had famichiki, nikuman, American dog, onigiri, cup noodle, egg salad, sando, bento. Yeah, those are the mains they could choose from. Then, okay. For beverages, we had canned coffee, Pocari Sweat, Strong Zero, beer, milk tea, Kagome Yasai, Seikatsu Juice, and then CC Lemon. Mm-hmm. On the bottom for snacks and desserts, we had Jigariko, Black Thunder, Pinot, Melon Pan, Pocky, Kaki no Tane, and Caramel Pudding, Mike. And so the idea here was you had to choose a one. Mm-hmm. From each row to make a haul. Yeah. I'll note this wasn't an original thought. Somebody tagged us on a very similar thing for American convenience store products. I simply copied it, so I'm not going to claim this is a brilliant idea I had. I totally stole it. But it blew up, Mike. 231 retweets, 127 comments. Mm. And people were into this. You know, people are just into perfecting their konbini hauls. People spend days, months, years, really, perfecting what a konbini haul is, what it can be, what it should be. There's a lot of hot debate. I will say it was very friendly in there. I thought we were going to see some hostile action, but we didn't. It was friendly, which was great. But what we're going to do here, Mike, is we're going to share our own hauls. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to dig into two of our favorites that we saw come up amongst the crowd. And then also, you know, some that maybe need a little work. Maybe need a little work, a little more training, a little more time in the dojo.
Yes.
Before they're ready to actually hit one of the big three konbini. Okay?
All right.
So when we kick off here, Mike, let's start with yours. Mm-hmm. And I looked at this already, so this is not going to be a surprise for me.
Sure.
If I could remember how to share a screen, that would be fantastic here, especially for a podcast. Okay.
Yeah. All right. You're going to have to scroll down to Mike's choice.
Link to the... there it is.
Yes. Okay, Matt. So I went for the A2A, as we remember. That would be the Famichiki, the Pocari Sweat, and the Jigariko, Matt. The first two, no surprise. I mean, you didn't really even have to ask. We love Famichiki. I am a great fan of Pocari Sweat. It was my winner in the community tournament. And then of the sweets or the snacks, I went for the Jigariko just because, hey, I think it's just one of the best. On the trip down to Tokyo on the Shinkansen, Leo and I were just snacking away at some Jigariko. Mm. There's nothing like it, Matt. So, you know, I think you probably saw this and thought, like, yeah, that sounds like Mike.
What I actually thought was this sounds like a true konbini master. This is somebody who has honed their skills over many years.
Yeah.
Famichiki, that juicy, savory bomb with the Pocari Sweat to help kind of cleanse the palate, refresh, and then you get the crunchy Jigariko.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Especially for a Shinkansen ride, that's a hell of a haul there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That was magnificent, Mike. Thank you. You know, mine. I didn't actually pick one out until this morning, Mike. And
I have an idea of what yours would be, but
What do you think it is? I'm curious.
What do I think it would be?
Yeah.
I think it. All right, I think it would be either Famichiki or American Dog for the top, so that'd be A or C. I think it would be one. I'm very, very confident that it would be one because you're one of the great, lovers of konbini coffee. And then I thought, hey, Matt, I know Matt. He likes things, you know. He likes to keep it simple, but he loves a elegant snack. And I was thinking Pinot. He'd probably pick up a Pinot. So I don't know, Matt. How did I do? What did you actually go
that was,
for?
That was pretty good. Wow, I'm very surprised. I went C4C, Mike. I went American Dog, a Kirin beer, not the canned coffee, and then the Pinot. Okay. Let me explain that. Yes, I am an ardent defender of canned coffee. I'm in the trenches, Mike, battling these people who think the cafe machine on the counter is better.
Yeah.
It's not. But for a haul here, Mike, for me to really get into a canned coffee, I'm looking at a breakfast situation where I might get a steam bun and an onigiri, but there was no steam bread here. And
yeah,
God knows I will never pick up a melon pan. We're going to have to talk about how many D's
how
for
many
melon
D's
pan
we
there
saw.
Were yeah. in this. I mean, oh, please, yeah. we need some like re-education here, everybody. This is an emergency. But I went CFC, Mike, American Dog Beer Pinot. American Dog, an underappreciated item. People need to get more of these. They're spectacular, savory, yeah. sweet. Mm-hmm. Beer obviously pairs super well with yeah. that American Dog. Just refreshing, no doubt. Crisp. And then, like you said, Mike, simple and sweet. Nothing gets better than a Pinot. Also, mm-hmm. only cold dessert up there, Mike, and it's hot as hell.
Good
or
call.
It's going to be pretty soon. So I do like to keep cold. So that's why I went with the Pinot.
All right, and that makes sense, and I totally understand if we were talking breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, those things would change, but, you know, we both love a Kirin Ichiban Shibori. There's no doubt about that.
Number one beer,
although we did a taste test and we decided it might not be, but no doubt in terms of the can and the whole experience. Yeah, so I, you know, okay, fair enough. I missed on the coffee, but I know that in many combinations you would be picking up that canned coffee, so I feel okay about it.
All right, let's take a look at some other winners that we saw out there. Mike, this is your pick for a winner. Very mm-hmm. curious to see what you pick. Ooh, G5D.
G5D, this is from Creative. Sorry, can you go back just real quick? This was Creative Kirin. So this is Creative Kirin. He said G5D, G being the bento, 5 being the milk tea, and D being the melon pan. So the reason that I picked this up, even though I don't agree with it, I appreciate what he's doing here. He's a person who likes bang for the buck, Matt. bang for the buck, you know. He likes to get as many calories as he can. And I appreciate that because, you know, some people, you know, everybody has their way of picking up hauls. There's no right way. We think there are right ways, but they're... You know, it all depends on the context. And so I appreciate his sort of vision. You know, the money I put out, I want to sort of do a sort of, you know, divide that by the number of calories I'm getting. So, you know, I appreciated that and I can respect that.
Well, he did tweet G5D, the highest calories, exclamation point, sweating emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, I get that now. At first, I was like, God almighty, how could this possibly be a winner? You got milk tea plus melon pan in there. God almighty, yeah. What a bad haul. I do like the bento. Not enough people pick the bento. Hardly anybody picked bento up there.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on, everybody? But I appreciate that. A bang for the buck. In this case, we're definitely going quantity over quality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. My winner, Mike... Again, if I could remember how to browse the internet. A4F. This comes from something Rakuten, a.k.a. Dope Boy, SE666XXX. A4F, Mike. That's Fami Chicky beer, Kirin beer.
Uh-huh.
And then where he really got me was the Kaki no Tane.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, this is a guy who knows how to sit back, turn on the TV, and just chill out.
Mm.
This is a beer-focused haul, you know?
Yeah.
You know you want a beer, and then you're going to map everything around the beer. You get the Fami Chicky, and then you get that awesome Kaki no Tane, that bag of, I don't know what those are, actually, but they're, frankly, they're just so good. They're salty, they're crunchy, spectacular things.
Yeah, great, great choice.
All right, on to the losers.
Yeah.
Not losers. These are sort of, you know, Padawans on their way to becoming Jedi Knights here, you know?
Exactly. All right, Matt.
Whoa.
So,
come on here.
Okay, Matt. So this is someone who retweeted. This is Ding, Peachy Ding, Flo Flo, who quoted, who said, Nausta, or I fixed it. And what they picked up as their three items that weren't on the list, Pizza Man, Oolong Tea, and Esseru Super Cup ice cream. That's the Choco Cookie ice cream mat. So the reason I picked this up as a loser, you know, these are great items. I can't complain. You know, people love oolong tea. We love Pizza Mon. You know, putting some ice cream in there as well is fine. But I just took offense to if you're gonna correct this and just like say like, hey, I can choose whatever I want to choose. This is not the three. These are not the three items that
absolutely
I'm going for, Matt. You know, I think you're basically saying like, here we have three brackets of seven items. Okay, I'm gonna choose the absolute best items in the combini. And this is what you come up with. I agree with the Pizza Mon. The other two, I mean, I don't know about that. So, Matt, I thought, you know, hey, you know, to each their own. But if you're going to go freestyle, I would like to see, you know, almost like a 8 Mile, you know, like just like shock the world, you know, like my palms are sweaty, arms, you know, this, you know, I thought this is, this could use a little bit of work.
Couldn't agree more, Mike. You know, especially with this the dessert pick here, the Asetu Supa cup. You can pick any ice cream in that freezer, and you're gonna come up with
any.
Where's the Häagen-Dazs crispy sando?
Exactly.
Asetu Supa cup. Come on. All right.
And the 7-Eleven brand oolong cha. Maybe they were just picking up like any oolong cha.
Yeah,
image
probably
that
just
came
a
up.
Quick Google image search. Yeah,
Google
that's probably what
search,
that
yeah
was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my Padawan, Mike, is Sarah with octopus emoji. Mochiguro mm-hmm is her handle. Mm-hmm. And she went E5D, Mike. That's a cup noodle, a milk ooh tea, and a melon pan.
Hmm.
And, you know, where I
interesting.
Again, okay, melon pan and milk tea, whatever. I'll swallow that. And, mm-hmm, you know, clearly Padawan action there.
Yeah.
But those don't go at all with the mm-hmm cup noodle. I mean, mm-hmm, milk tea, mm-hmm, melon pan, very sweet,
yeah,
doughy, creamy, and then you're gonna have the salty bomb of the cup noodle. That just doesn't vibe. If you're gonna have a cup noodle, you're gonna have to go with a beer, a Pocari Sweat, even a Yasai Seikatsu juice there. But to go
yeah
melon, to go with the milk tea, mm-hmm, and then again, the melon pan,
yeah.
You know, I'd go with the Jigariko or a Kaki no Tane or something like that with
yeah
a cup noodle. But I just think she just missed the mark pairing the melon pan, the milk tea with the cup noodle.
I agree. I think that, you know, on further sort of look at this after we were looking at this, this kind of feels like the middle row, the drink is sort of the glue that's sort of combining the top and bottom mm rows together. And this just does not seem to stick it together right. You know, you got that yeah cup noodle and the melon pan. You're going to sandwich that with that milk tea. I agree. It seems suspicious to me. But as we said, you know, to each their own. You know, maybe she just loves that, you know, her glue is that sort of sweet
could be
milk tea.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So those are, you know, some flashes into there. I you know, we got some, what is this, Mike's choice here?
That was my actual choice.
Oh, that was your actual choice. Okay. I want to mention a couple notable mentions here. Somebody here, mm-hmm, this is Sakamichi Brewing. He went 4-4-4-4-A, preferably on the Shinkansen. That's four Kirin beers and a Jigariko.
Yes.
That's a classic Shinkansen haul right there. Well done, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And then another very skilled hauler. Mm. This is a very angry idiot. Drunk Knight, she goes A3A. That's Fami Chicky Strong Zero Jigariko. That is
hefty.
Beautiful, really.
Yeah.
And then next morning, B2B, Nikuman Pocari Sweat, followed by the melon pan. I'm going to give a pass on the melon pan this time because it is nice to fill your stomach with something starchy.
Yeah.
When you're hungover, but the Nikuman and the Pocari Sweat to go with it, that is well done. This is somebody who knows how to navigate a konbini.
No doubt. Very nice, split here, for sure.
All right, well, you know, if you want to play this game, find the tweet and post your haul. That wraps up
yep
this segment, though, Mike.
Yep, and thanks to everybody who, you know, submitted their choices. That was, it was a bunch
of fun
for us as well. Yep. All right, Matt. Well, going on, normally we'd be going to the Cheeky Boris mat. Unfortunately, this week, just an awful showing. We've got nothing. You know, I think we've done this for almost more than 2 years, and it's been only a few weeks we've had that. So unfortunately, no Cheeky this week, but we're going to go to the scoreboard mat. Here's our numbers. We've got Family Mart, 58. Lawson, 41. 7-Eleven, 113. Binny Stop, 25. Daily Yamazaki, 9. Seiko Mart, 7. And New Days, 19. What do you think?
I wasn't paying attention, Mike. I was getting angry at a reply to a tweet I had. Can we just...
All right, Matt. I'll post
I post an image of a beer here. It's a beer. Can I have more beer with my phone? Japan, no. And it's just a glass of beer with a lot of foam. Yeah. Thanks, Laser Blade, for saying, no, this is not beer, it's hot potion. I know that. Okay. But you want to show me a beer, Razor Beams, that doesn't look like this? Please, show me a photo, please, Razor Beams. Thanks for proving you're the most knowledgeable person in all of Japan with a dumb reply to my tweet.
All right, hey, let's calm
it down. This is why
down.
I get off Twitter. I can't... It's why we can't have fun anymore, everybody.
Well, he is right. It was hot potion.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know he's right. He's missing the whole point.
I know, Matt.
On purpose.
I was just trying to come to his defense. All right, Matt. Let me just sum up the scoreboard. Nothing really special at all. This is just standard numbers. I don't know. We might have to think about this. All right, Matt. Let's go on to our winners and losers, Matt. Are you calmed down? Are you ready to go into the winners and losers?
Yes,
are you? Okay,
I'm fine. All right. I'm fine.
All right. Here we go. Going into our winners. Boom. Or losers. Sorry, Matt. This is your loser. And what are we looking at here?
This is an Omori Pepperoncino. Mike, this is out of Lawson. This is, how to describe this? We've got about a foot-long wiener lying on about a pound of pasta flanked on either side by 6 strips of bacon. Not real bacon. Oh. It's Japanese bacon.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike, when it's 90 degrees and 100% humidity, there's nothing that refreshes me faster than starch and pork fat. Okay? This wiener... Looks like it's framed up like Caesar returning from Gaul. Okay, soldiers on either side carrying him into the capital. This unnecessarily masculine dish.
Yes.
And if you're looking, this is our friend there who picked the high calories haul. This is a dish for him. This is a lot of bang for your buck here. Almost 1,000 calories for $5.59.
Yep, that is a... That is a 2-to-1 ratio. 108
grams of carbohydrates.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Yeah, and pepperoncino, how they do it in Japan, there's not much sauce in there. You know,
there's no sauce.
Dryish noodles here. And as you said, Matt, a huge bed of noodles there with that huge wiener. And those 6 slices of mini slices of bacon, Matt. I agree. Winter or summertime, this is not what you're looking for.
No.
You're not going to the kombini, and this is not what you want to pick up. I will say, yes, the bang for the buck does seem all right, but oh man, I could just imagine you eat this. You come for lunch. Let's say you go for lunch. You grab this, and you're sitting at your desk. You're slowly eating this, and by the time you're finished...
Oh, nap time.
Nap time. You're getting fired. You're probably... There's no way you're going for it. This is a potential risk here. Yeah, be careful when you eat this, Matt. Yeah, not the right time or season for this item at all. Nice choice. All right, Matt, going to my choice for my loser, and the reason that I did have that comment to say that was hot potion and
bitch. Not
beer. Matt, this is the Grand Time beer, Hoposhu, coming out of Family Mart. And Matt, what's my problem with this? What is it? It's beer, you know, pretty much beer. And here's my problem, Matt. The kombini, every once in a while they do this. They do this, as you can see, this has the Famimaru logo here. This is a Family Mart exclusive. I don't know if you'd call it that. You see these in other kombini, sometimes you see the brew, or some sort of like very standard, boring looking beer. And Matt, I just wanted to give a call out to these sort of like the standard Combini, no name label beers. I'm sure they're always okay, but it's really like the sort of like the most basic beer you can get. And with all the options that we have, Ichiban Shibori, I would advise our listeners, if you go to the Combini and you see a sort of one rack, and it seems like there's way too many of this sort of these beers displayed. These are the and they're suspiciously cheap.
That is
then you know
cheap.
That yes, you know that this is the sort of the Combini sort of created beer. And I would advise, if you're gonna pick up a beer, don't pick up this one. Unless you're on a budget and you're just an alcoholic and you just want to get as much alcohol, you know, another bang for your buck. Let's do the division here. That's 6% for 120. So yeah, Matt, just a little warning to our listeners.
I'm triggered. I'm fired up about this dumb reply to my tweet. That's all I can think about here. Can we just talk? Okay, yeah, more foam. What are we looking at here? We're looking at foam, everybody. You look at this can. What do we see? We see foam. This thing looks like Donald Trump right here on the cover of this can. Okay? It looks like an orange man with weird hair combed over. That's a beer with foam on top pouring over the glass. Yes. I get it. It's Hapo Shu. I know that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But show me an Asahi that doesn't look exactly like this, please. Somebody do that.
That is a good point. They all taste the same, actually, when it comes down to it. So,
yeah, you see, yeah, they all taste the same.
It's not a bad price, and Hapo Shu should not be. I was just drinking some Hapo Shu. I love Hapo Shu. I'm one of the great lovers of Hapo Shu. So.
$117, hard to beat that price.
Very nice price. So.
In other words, this is a loser. This seems fine. Grand time, brewed for good time.
Yeah, is that not the most basic label you've ever seen?
I like the picture of the overflowing glass with a thick, very thick head of foam.
Yeah, this is. How did they get this image? I mean, they must have had to shoot it at the perfect time, and I kind of shook it and knocked it out of the glass.
I think it's illustrated.
Right, oh yeah, you're right. It might be. Okay, all right. Let's move past the bad blood here. All right, Matt. We're going on to your winner this week. I'm excited to see what you got.
All right, Mike. Oh, my winner this week is from Family Mart. We're looking at Yakitori Momo and Skin, and you know, Mike. The reason I'm really picking this is not because of Konbini Yakitori, which is okay. You can get that from the hot box. I'm picking this because of this week's newsletter, which went out this morning. And, this morning, this would be Sunday morning. And, you know, Mike was up in Portland, Maine, found a kitchenware shop selling ceramic grills, Konro, from Suzu Ishikawa, which are often used for Yakitori. And I couldn't believe this. Couldn't believe it. And I did some digging into the company, Mike. It is an amazing organization. It's a 71-year-old man who goes into a mine every day, and he harvests clay by hand. And there's a YouTube video of this, which we posted in the newsletter. You can watch this man by hand, 71 years old, harvest this clay, and then refine it into a magnificent ceramic grill. Really stunning. But then, Mike, you know, you think, how far can Japan take their obsessive pursuit of perfection? Mm-hmm. Could they take it to charcoal? Well, of course they can take it to charcoal. I dug into that, Mike. Our favorite yakitori place, Akiyoshi, we found out they use soft charcoal from Iwate Prefecture. Well, Mike, I was on the Iwate Prefecture Charcoal Association's website yesterday for about an hour. Mike, these mother effers are putting more effort into making charcoal than I'll ever put into making anything.
Yeah.
And they take, this is an even Bicho this is a level up from Beecho. And if you don't know what Beecho is, well, Christ, what are you doing? You know, what are you cooking with, moron? This stuff is top, top, top of the line. And of course, it looks like you go on their Twitter feed. Everybody should follow them on Twitter and Instagram. They got about an 80-year-old guy. This guy might keel over any second. He's throwing this wood into this 1,000-year-old kiln. You know, this thing comes from like the Jomon era. This is what we're talking about here, everybody. And this guy is craft making charcoal. Okay, And that's because the charcoal, as Akiyoshi says, that is the soul of yakitori. Mm. And so, what I'm saying here is, you know, this may be the only time where I'll say, don't go to the konbini for yakitori. Go to a real good yakitori place for some yakitori, because it is spectacular. And it's because a whole lot of people are putting a ton of effort into stuff like charcoal and grills. So go check it out, everybody. Get some yakitori. That's my thing. Also, subscribe to our newsletter.
Yeah, subscribe to the newsletter. Go there if you want to get a more in-depth look into what Matt's talking about. It's really, really amazing. Matt, I have to say, I did like another tweet that you did this week, and it did, not definitively, but at least for me, what is the better flavor for yakitori? Is it sauce or is it salt? And Matt, I think it's fair to say that you and I are both salt guys.
Absolutely. 100%. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, I know. Get the salt. You know, I think salt is the way to go. Maybe every once in a while you get
every
a sauce
once in
one.
A while. Yeah.
That was the only thing, actually, when I first looked at this item that I thought, although I know this was just more of sort of a kickoff on to talking about yakitori, but they've got the sauce, especially the skin, the chicken skin. That is a salt classic right there.
Ooh.
Don't get the sauce for the salt or for the skin. So, great pickup, Matt. All right. Going on to my winner this week, and it's actually a range of items. And talking about your pepperoncino, how that was season. Well, Seiko Mart has the right season going right now, Matt.
Oh, boy.
Seiko Mart has, first off, mint soda.
Great idea.
Doesn't that just sound beautiful?
Why doesn't this exist everywhere?
Soda.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know. Looks outstanding, right? Well, not only that, they've got the mint mojito, Matt. Now, you want some alcohol in the summer season, get a mojito, and that'll do you. Well, what about this, Matt? The chocolate and mint parfait, Matt. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? And then that last but not least, Matt. Actually, I don't know about this one, but I've never had this. Mint candies.
Hmm.
I don't know. Sounds all right.
Okay.
Matt. I just thought that, you know, Seiko Mart really nailed it. I think especially that mint soda, the mojito, and the parfait just look outstanding. So, hey, hats off to Seiko Mart this week. You did it. You did a good job.
Banging on all cylinders. Mint soda. That sounds incredible. Why doesn't... Mm. We should have mint soda now. Why doesn't mint soda exist everywhere?
I don't know.
Especially with the seltzer boom, you think somebody would have come up with some mint seltzer by now. That sounds stunning.
Exactly. Yeah. With all the seltzer going around, you would think. But I don't know. So, all right, Matt. That wraps up the winners and losers in the scoreboard for this week.
That means it's on to my favorite segment, Mike, at the Gemba with Mike. The Gemba, of course, the place where the action happens. Mike, you're in Japan where all the action is. What do you got for us this week?
Matt, so as you know, I was in Tokyo for the weekend. And when I'm in Tokyo, I like to... It's always exciting because, you know, that's where the sort of the latest konbini technology is always going on. And Matt, I came across this really interesting spot called Famima. It was a family mart, but it was called Famima, and this was at Tokyo Station. And here, I'm on the website right now. This is what I saw.
Every life, every fun.
Matt. And so I thought, what the heck is this? The one in Tokyo Station was an all-automated convenience store.
No shit.
Yeah, which we've talked about, but it was my first time to see it, and I, you know, thought, okay, yeah, Famima. So maybe it's just all automated, but no, Matt. What is Famima? Two exclamation points. Well, let me tell you, Matt. There's a whole explanation going on here, Matt. This is a lifestyle line that they've got going on here, Matt.
Yes.
All customers, all places. And Matt, so as you see, we've got the standard Family Mart.
Yes.
Then we have the office and hotel, which is the Famima. And then there's other formats, Matt. We have a hospital format. We got the highway format. We got station format. Family Mart is saying, look, we have the standard Family Mart, the convenience store, which is the one that we know and love. But then, you know what? We're gonna change things up depending on where it is and, you know, who the audience is.
Oh, I see.
So, as you see, we've got another graph here. We got merchandise, service, store design, all part of one whole, Matt.
Mm.
So, you know, they're just not putting out cookie cutter ones everywhere. It's depending on where they are. So, as you can see, like, here's an example of one of the Famimas that we have. I don't know exactly where this is, but this is a completely different design to what
looks
we...
huge.
Looks huge as an open
big open
ceiling,
aisles.
Open aisles, you know, just not the sort of design that we think when we think of Family Mart.
No.
And so as you can see, like they're saying, the Famima, this is a new line of convenience stores, which are sort of adapting to the location and to the clientele that they see. So I don't know, Matt. I thought it was interesting. Any thoughts on this new development here?
I guess I don't. I understand the idea of customizing a space depending on its environment. So a hospital,
yes.
Family Mart would look different from a train station Family Mart.
Right.
I will say what we're looking at here, it looks much closer to sort of a high-end, I would even say, American grocery store, where you have
right.
big, wide aisles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you said, the ceiling is open. There's really, you know, what is that, 30 feet between the floor and the ceiling.
Yeah.
This seems very expensive.
Yes.
And impractical for Japan, where you have to fit stuff in small spaces. So I don't really understand the business of quite yet, but maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I was just pulling up the store listing. It looks like the majority are in Tokyo. There are a few in Kanagawa and Osaka, which makes sense, and then Sonota, those others, looks like there's one each in Aichi Prefecture, Miyagi, and in Fukuoka. It seems, yeah, sort of suited to big cities at the moment, which, you know, makes sense.
Well, it looks really nice. Actually, the thing that first came to mind is Mark and Spencer's, which is a spectacular convenience store. Actually, they're a big department company in the UK, but they have wonderful convenience stores. I would Ooh. Say they are second behind Japan. For
wow.
quality, yeah, they are excellent, and they're fantastic at train stations where you can. They often have the meal deal. This is something that Japan should pick up on, actually, the meal deal, where it would be just like that first segment where you get a snack, a meal, and a drink,
mm-hmm.
but you're incentivized to get three because if you bundle those types together, you get a discount.
Oh,
that's
wow.
the meal deal. And so imagine in the konbini, you know, if you get a Fami Chiki and a Pocari Sweat, you'll get a discount if you grab a Jigariko. Of course you're going to get the Jigariko.
Yeah.
But they also have really wonderful sandwiches. They have excellent, you know, a lot of healthy stuff too, salads. It's worth actually sharing more about Mark and Spencer's. This is a fantastic brand. And paired with the Greggs, holy damn moly. I'll tell you what, man, they'd give Japan a run for its money in terms of...
Wow.
I think so.
right. Well,
but it looks like a Mark. It looks like a Mark and Spencer. It's kind of a nice, kind of high end layout.
Well, we'll have to maybe do a follow up on Mark and Spencer's. I've never heard of that, so maybe we can do an introduction on that.
Sounds
very, very interesting.
Might have to bring on a local expert. The old Karen could come in and talk about Mark and Spencer's.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Hey, yeah. Anytime.
All right, Mike. That wraps up episode 91. Sorry, I kind of flew off the handle a couple of times there. Shout out to everybody who supported the podcast and the newsletter. That's Carrie G. St. Michelle, M.H. Bongo, Professor H., M. Matt D., Antonio Wade, Crew of Japan, Devon Pine, Bobby Judo, Anonymous 1 and 2. If you want to support the podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/conveniboys and buy us a chickie, or subscribe to our newsletter. It's free.
Yes.
For now, everybody.
A.
Premium may be on the way. We'll see. But subscribe to that. And then, of course, you know, share, rate the podcast so more people can see it. Check us out on YouTube. Subscribe and like. Follow us on Twitter, all that stuff. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, Mike, I'll see you at the Conveni.
See you at the Conveni, Matt.